This podcast is a love letter to my VAs, OBMs, and PMs out there. I see you. You started your business for the freedom. You started your business for your family. You started your business for a million other reasons that only you know. But you're stuck and you're struggling. Well, no more. Get ready to move. Get ready to grow and learn together. We're here to work through the tech, work through the growing pains, and work towards a business that you can fall in love with over and over again. See that woman over there who's running it like a boss? Let's go ask her how she did that. Hey there. Hey, welcome back to the How She Did That podcast. Today is going to be a fast and furious list of 10 things every successful agency owner has in common. So I have been really blessed to be surrounded by so many agency owners lately who are in so many different stages of their agency ownership journey. I have my brand new program, the Agency Alliance membership. There are a lot of new and emerging and some existing agency owners within that program. I also have Agency Thrive Mine. There are agency owners in there, all the way from moving from solopreneurship into agency ownership, up to having an existing team. And then of course there's Expansive, which is my program specifically for agency owners who are already at the multi six figure every year in their agency and are looking to advance into multi six figures and even seven figures within their agency. So with that kind of combination of agency owners and where they're at in their journey, I'm able to see some of the commonalities that the most successful agency owners have, and I want to share that list with you today so that you know exactly what you need to do and sometimes also who you need to become, what level you need to step into in order to be successful within your own agency journey. Sound good? Let's go. So this list is in no particular order, and because I like to overdeliver, there's actually 12, even though this list is 10 things every successful agency owner has in common. Starting with number one, they've continually practiced the art of delegation. This is so important because the agency owners that get stuck in the messy middle for far too long are the ones that feel like they are the only people that can do everything. And that is just not true. And the faster you learn how to properly delegate and how to support in that delegation, the easier it's going to be for you to be able to scale, because you're going to be able to do the things that you need to do as a CEO of your company more often and earlier within your agency. Number two, they may not enjoy, but don't avoid hard conversations. Ooh, this is such an important one. Hard conversations are part of the job description. Being a manager of people, being a leader of people is never going to be easy. And I always say I'd rather have the hard conversation earlier than have an even harder conversation that is also filled with a lot of animosity at that point because we didn't have the hard conversation earlier. So practicing having hard conversations that are wrapped up in love is the way to go. Number three, they prioritize what's truly important. So this goes back to also number one about delegation, but the reason I wanted to separate this out is because sometimes there are things that are on our list that don't actually need to be done. We feel like they need to be done because so-and-so over here is doing them, or we heard this advice from a coach, or you even maybe heard it from me. But what I like to remind people of is just because I'm telling you about the thing now does not mean that you have to do the thing now. So really figuring out what you need to prioritize in your agency at any given moment. It's one of the reasons why I included Agency Ascension Model within the Agency Alliance membership. It's one of my smaller mini trainings that breaks down level 1, 2, and 3 within your agency and what you should be actually focusing on at every single level. And the reason is because what you are focusing on in level 3 aren't really what you need to focus on in level 1. If you don't have the basics down, you can't do the advanced work, right? So prioritizing what's truly important in the moment. Number 4, they stay on top of their numbers. I'm going to say it every single time I can. Successful agency owners know what is coming in. They know their numbers and what they need to focus on in order to grow their numbers at any given time. If you don't have your cash flow projections, if you don't know your expenses, you can quickly go from a profitable agency to an agency that is not profitable, and that is not fun. So staying on top of your numbers is the way to go. Number 5, they've realized that having hobbies and interests outside of their business makes them a better CEO. I know we talk about our businesses being our babies. I used to say the same thing, but the reality is you have to get to a point where you're separating who you are as a person from who you are as a business owner. And when you find that point is where you find the joy in your business once again. Being able to have hobbies and interests outside of your business gives you different real world perspectives that are going to support that growth and give you new ideas and new visions for your agency and also for the needs of your ideal client. Number six, they're proactive instead of reactive and anticipate the need. That includes hiring, that includes planning, that includes the economy, right? We don't have crystal balls and we can't know everything that's going to happen and come down the pipeline, but being in the know, staying in the news, knowing what's happening both inside of our agencies and outside of our agencies will help us to be able to be proactive in decision-making instead of reactive and be like, having those oh crap moments way too often, right? There are going to be oh crap moments, but those should be few and far between. And hopefully we've already thought of a potential plan or outcome for whatever eventuality. Number seven, they make marketing, lead generation, and sales activity a non-negotiable on their to-do list. Even if it's not your most fun thing, even if it's the thing you dread, it needs to be a priority, which means that waiting until the end of your day when you're tired, when you're already overextended, when your to-do list has ballooned out of control and you're just overwhelmed and you want to shut everything is probably not the best time to be working on your marketing, your lead generation, and your sales activities. So instead, prioritizing that to the front of the list, to the front of the day, to when you feel you're most alive and in the zone is the way to go. Number eight, they've learned to say no. This is a big one because as your agency grows, especially, more and more people are going to ask more and more of you. I know that there was a time that I was being asked to be on everybody's podcast, everybody's summit, and everybody's bundle, and I was saying yes far too often. And what ended up happening was I ended up promoting everyone else's stuff and didn't get a chance to promote our own stuff to the best of our ability. And so we started setting aside some parameters or setting some parameters in terms of what we would say no to and what we would say yes to. And it wasn't because it was a smaller offer and we didn't want to promote it or anything like that. There were other parameters in terms of, do we have the bandwidth? Do we have the time? Is it going to interfere with other things that we want to promote within our agency or within the Tasha Booth side? Being able to say no allows you to say yes to things that are truly important, not just for your business, but also for you personally. Number nine, they understand that their team is now their clients. Somebody, I wish I knew who gave me this advice years ago because it's brilliant. And if it was you and you're listening, thank you very much because I love it. So what I mean by that is the advice that I got was that when you become an agency, your clients are now your team members and your team members are the ones serving clients. And so when I think about it that way, I understand that my primary role and responsibility within the agency has shifted from client support to team support. And when I support my team, when I lead from behind, when I mentor them, when I make sure that they're in a good space, both mentally, emotionally, and also just skill-wise, that they're improving their skill set, then things go way smoother when it comes to the client side of things. Number 10, they don't major in the minors. They know what to let go. They know what it doesn't actually really matter. And so when things happen in their business, yeah, it may sting for a second, but they're not going to let it ruin a day, a week, a month, a year, or an entire agency, an entire business. So thinking in terms of what really is important and what needs to just be let go, like Elsa said. Number 11, they see failure as an opportunity to improve, not a forever closed door. Ugh, this one's so important. So I tell newer agency owners all the time about this when they're about to hire their first team member. I let them know that there is going to be a moment where their team member disappoints them. There is going to be a moment when their team member makes a mistake and the client is livid. There's going to be a moment when a client doesn't want to move from working with you primarily to working with a team member. Something is going to happen that is going to upset the apple cart in a way that you have to make the decision of, is this a defining moment where I see this as an opportunity, I see this failure as an opportunity, and say, okay, the next time I hire somebody, what have I learned from this experience? What different conversation can I have with a client the next time I want to move them from a team member in order to have a different outcome or in order to have a better and more productive conversation? There is that versus learning the lesson of my team member let me down and therefore I can never trust anybody else again, right? And so thinking in terms of the way to improve or failure being a place to improve versus a forever closed door is the difference between a stagnant mindset and a growth mindset. And we always want to be in that growth mindset place within ourselves and within our agencies. And number 12, they're not afraid to make decisions. I love the saying that money is fast because it's true. And those agency owners that, not necessarily that you can't be a high fact finder, but that sit in that fact finding and allow it to consume them and allow it to put them in a place where they never make the decision, which means they never take the action. Those are the agency owners that don't make it, frankly, right? And so, because we eventually have to make decisions, whether they're hard decisions, whether they're scary decisions, we have to make decisions. So those agency owners that think through what are the options, what are the possibilities, what can I solve X for, and what do I need to know, what is important to know before I make this decision, instead of I need to know every single piece of information before I make a decision. Those are the agency owners that make it, and not just make it, but succeed in big and amazing ways. I super duper hope you enjoyed my list of 12 things every successful agency owner has in common. Let me know on Instagram over at the Tasha Booth. Let me know which one of these made the most sense for you, which one of these on the list feels most aligned to you and how you work or how you want to work. I can't wait to hear your answers. Thanks for listening. Before you go, be sure to head over to TashaBooth.com/podcast to read the show notes and learn more about my upcoming programs, masterclasses, and live events. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review and subscribe. Until next time.